From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Haiti faces immense challenges 3 days after the earthquake. U.S. troops and international organizations have begun handing out food and water, but there are countless logistical difficulties. In a few minutes, we'll hear more about the U.S. aid effort from the man who is coordinating it, USAID Director Rajiv Shah.
We begin this hour with a tragic scene that's been playing out in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince. Desperate people are gathering at the morgue in hopes of finding the bodies of loved ones. Numbers are impossible to confirm, but according to the UN and Haitian officials, more than 7,000 bodies have gone through the morgue. The vast majority have been buried in a mass grave. NPR's Carrie Kahn visited the morgue today.
The city's one-story morgue is full. Authorities don't even try to get all the bodies inside the small building anymore. They just stack them out on the street. The line of corpses stretches to the end of the block, then snakes around the corners.
It's for the first time I see such a thing like that. So many people.
Serafin Rodriguez has come to the morgue with his brother, Efren Israel. They went inside trying to find their neighbor who died in the earthquake.
There are people everywhere. If you're on that, you have to left your feet, first of all, to move to go in.
You have to watch where you walk. You might step on
the ground. Yep. Because everybody is all around the ground.
For the first time, we see this. It's like a dream. It's a nightmare.
The brothers say they have to find her and give their neighbor the dignified funeral that she deserves.
We live in a society. Each member in the society is very important for one of us, and we think that they are important for us too.
Dozens of friends and relatives outside the morgue have the same hope for a proper funeral for their loved ones. The crowd outside stand along the wall of a nearby building. It's the only patch of shade in the heat of the afternoon. Many say they are trying to prepare themselves emotionally before actually stepping inside. This is the second day that Guimon Sistabain has come looking for his parents. He speaks through a translator.
They come trust here. Each time, they spend 1.5 hours to looking for him.
Sister Bain says he won't go back in again until tomorrow. He just needs to rest first. As we are talking to him, a small crowd gathers around us, hoping we can offer some help. Paul Vasni shows us a picture of her older brother. She says he was selling shoes in a small stall on the downtown streets when the earthquake struck. A building fell down and crushed him. She says she's already been inside the morgue, but it was too hard to find him. She says the bodies are decomposing and people's faces have changed so much. Vivian says Louise shakes her head. She's here looking for her husband. She says she knows it will be difficult to go inside, but she's prepared to do anything to get his body out. Sis Louise says her husband was at work at the time of the quake and should be wearing his plastic-covered ID. She speaks through a translator.
It's on the body. Yeah, with that one, it's more easier to her to find him.
The director of Port-au-Prince's main hospital, Dr. Alex Lasseg, says about 7,000 bodies have come through the morgue since Tuesday. He says he's doing the best he can to properly dispose of the cadavers. He says officials came last night and took many to a mass gravesite that has been set up outside the capital.
It was about 1,000 last night.
1,000 last night.
Yeah.
Looks like you have 1,000 still there.
Yes. I call in order they could get them.
He says he's arranged for more trucks to come today. Relatives come up the street with whatever they can find sturdy enough to take away their loved one's body. One man shows up with a pickup truck with a wooden box in the back. Another comes to the morgue with just a wheelbarrow and a sheet. Abnier Antoine brought 6 men with him, many from a funeral home where he just bought a cream-colored casket for his daughter, Belin. The men struggle to hold on to the large casket and get it inside a big truck at the end of the street. Antoine says his daughter was 25 and studying to be a teacher. She was at school in the classroom when the building collapsed. His eyes are full of pain and he looks exhausted. He says it's just too much devastation. The men place his daughter's coffin in the back of the truck and slide it all the way to the side. Antoine sighs. They then slide out another coffin from the truck, haul it out and carry it back down the street past all the dead bodies and into the morgue. Antoine had to purchase 2 coffins. The other one is for his nephew, who also was studying at the school and died the day of the quake. Carrie Khan, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.